Hello, beautiful emeralds, and welcome to Popcorn Positivity. It sounds like I've said this intro a million times because I keep on recording this podcast today because my son keeps on giving personal information out. You are giving personal information. So I've had to restart it. And with this app, Anchor, that I'm making this podcast with, you can't basically edit this audio. You just have to upload it. So we're going to do this again. And I've already spoiled the surprise today. Our special guest is Spider-Man, a.k.a. my 8-year-old son. The reason why we are bringing my son on today is because I want you to think about this. We can't control what happens to us.
But we can control how we react.
Oh, you good boy, yes. So we can't control what happens to us in our lives, but we can control how we react to something. And my son's been having
a really good time at school club.
I was going to give them the context first. So I was going to say, you know, you've been having a hard time understanding that concept of how you react, because you usually react in an angry way, but you've recently been making the right decisions, haven't you? And what right decisions did you make today, rather than getting angry or upset with other people?
Well, at my school, at lunchtime, there was a kid who kicked me 10 times in each leg. So, usually they had teachers outside, but I couldn't find him, so I thought it was in his office. So I went to his office, but he wasn't there. So I asked, I asked some children, then they said he went by the classroom, but he wasn't there.
Okay, is there a point to the story?
Then I told one of the deputy heads, so then she said I should tell a midday, so then I told a midday, but nothing really happened. So then I found my head teacher, he was on the field, so then I ran to the head teacher, told him what's happened, so then the boy that kicked me got a red card. Then I have, there's a child I know. Sometimes he's nice, sometimes he's just really rude. Well, he's rarely nice anyway. So, he beat up that child that kicked me. So I told the head teacher that too. So then both of those children ended up on red cards when so if that kid started beating me up, I just...
Okay, anyway, I think the point of this story that you're trying to say...
I just could have, like, fought back, because that happened.
Yeah, this is the point I think we were trying to get across, that you just had to tell us every
bit of
that story.
And then when I went to my after-school
club... Okay, hold on, we're not saying the point of the story. Yeah, so the point of the story is that you could have acted in a very angry way, but...
Because I always usually...
Okay, sorry.
Stop being so annoying.
You think your mum's annoying?
Yeah.
I thought I was cool.
No, you're not.
I'm not a cool mum.
You're being annoying again.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so let's just give usually the point of the story.
Usually I just, when people annoy me, I just fight them. But today I didn't.
Yeah,
so then when I went to my after school club, it goes from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So every after school club in my school, it goes from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Okay, again, so we're going to emphasize the message of this story is that you had the power. You had the power. Isn't that a song? You got the power. My son had the power to make the right choice. That is the message for today. We just did it in a long-winded way. You've got the power to make the right decision in your life. It's so easy to get angry, upset, and bitter with people. But don't get bitter.
It's so easy to get bitter at some chocolate.
Okay, you know, but don't get bitter. You get better. So instead of getting bitter with people, you get better. You rise above the negativity. There we go. I'm going to put my son to sleep now. Thank you so much.
But guys, listening. Can I sing you a
if
song?
If you have not subscribed already, please subscribe. And we will see you tomorrow.
Can I sing you a song?